Spot Bitcoin ETFs bleed 1.42B in a week, third worst on record. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs recorded $1.42 billion in net outflows for the week of May 25 to 31, the third largest weekly drawdown since the funds began trading, according to data shared by Wu Blockchain. The figure caps a stretch of selling that has run alongside falling prices rather than against them, the pattern analysts watch most closely. Bitcoin traded at $73,497 as of June 1, 2026, down 0.7% on the day and 4.44% over the past 7 days. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 35 in fear territory, the same reading it has held for several days. Ether changed hands at $2,001, off 4.34% on the week. Weekly figure confirms the single-day signal. The $1.42 billion number is the full week total, and it follows a single-day outflow of $733 million on May 27th that already drew attention. A large one-day print can be a rebalancing artifact. A weekly total of this size, ranking third on the all-time list, is harder to dismiss as noise. It means the redemptions were sustained across multiple sessions, not concentrated in one panic day. That distinction matters for reading institutional intent. Spot ETF flows are the cleanest public proxy for how registered investment advisors, funds, and larger allocators are positioned, because the creation and redemption mechanism forces real buying or selling of the underlying asset. When the wrappers shed $142 billion in a week, that is money leaving the asset class through the most regulated door available. Selling into weakness, not strength. The detail that separates a healthy correction from a worrying one is direction. Outflows during a price rally can be profit-taking. Outflows during a decline, as happened here, suggest holders are cutting exposure because they expect more downside, or because risk limits are forcing them out. Bitcoin fell while the money left, which puts this week in the second category. The backdrop has been a broad de-risking move across crypto. Forced liquidation stripped roughly $1.5 billion from leveraged long positions in the back half of May, and spot trading volume has thinned out sharply from its late 2025 peak. ETF redemptions are one more expression of the same caution rather than a separate event. For anyone holding Bitcoin to fund day-to-day spending through a crypto card, the practical takeaway is about timing more than panic. A wallet balance denominated in BTC buys less in dollar terms during a week like this, which is the recurring argument for routing recurring expenses through stablecoin spending and leaving volatile holdings untouched until conviction returns. Context against the record book. Two larger weekly outflows sit above this one in the record, which keeps the result serious without making it unprecedented. The ETF complex has absorbed drawdowns before and continued operating normally, and net assets under management across the funds remain far above where they started. A single bad week does not reverse the structural shift that brought tens of billions of dollars of regulated Bitcoin exposure onto brokerage platforms. What it does is mark a clear demand air pocket at current prices. Buyers who were willing to add through ETFs in prior months stepped aside, and existing holders trimmed. Until that flow turns positive again, the path of least resistance for price tends to track sentiment, and sentiment is reading fear. The next weekly flow print will say whether this was a single rough stretch or the start of a longer pattern. A return to net creations would signal dip buying conviction. A second consecutive heavy outflow week would confirm that institutions are still reducing and that the May sell pressure has not yet exhausted itself.